A subtle and contemplative exploration of our obsession of violent video game culture and how it intersects with our American culture's need for war, which leaves us wondering, are we the player or are we being played? Nah, I'm just fucking with you. We saw Gamers, so you know what that means.
Schwarzenegger grow a baby in his belly, rock a rhinestone vest while whipping Justin to Kelly, or maybe see a burlesque show with Nick Crow and take a boat with Speed 2 hitting cruise control. J-Man, Big Paul in the beautiful June, gonna take you from the goob all the way to the room. Randy Games and Street Fighter help to blow off steam, just a sucker punch the odd life of Timothy Green. Sharknado the Birdemic, how we staying alive, they call it in the badass and he's on the line, cranking 88 minutes cause they cool as ice, cause the bad Jim Varney looking kind of nice. Paul and June getting literal, Jason is getting laid, June is making sure all the monkey shots getting paid, they judge a bunch of movies while they're making the grade. Here's a real question for you, how did this get made?
Hello people of Earth, and hello people of Largo. We are back live here at Largo, our LA home, our favorite place to be, and we have the beginnings of something very special, a movie that needs to be discussed. I am talking about the Gerard Butler classic, Gamer. Gerard Butler back on the chopping block here at How Did This Get Made. Joining me tonight is my co-host. Please welcome Jason Mantzoukas.
What's up, jerks?
Welcome, Jason.
Hello, Paul. How are you?
Good. Are you excited?
I'm thrilled.
To really talk about a movie.
Ooh, I'm excited to log on.
I describe it as Black Mirror with Ludacris. We have two, not one, but two special guests. First, a How Did This Get Made all-star. You heard her on episode 77, the Hudson Hawk episode. Please welcome Emily Gordon.
Whoop, whoop.
Hello, hello, everybody.
Welcome, Emily. We're excited to have you back.
Very excited to be here. Black Mirror, Ludacris Black Mirror is actually how I was describing it to other people. But also with Ludacris.
By the way, I would like to see that Netflix get on that. Now, Emily, you have The Meltdown, which is your show on Comedy Central, which you've produced here live in L.A., and it actually you produce it on TV, too.
On the television, yes.
Is back now for its final season, right?
Yeah, third season, yeah.
And it's Tuesday nights?
Tuesday nights, midnight, technically Wednesday, but don't be a nerd. It's Tuesday night.
Wait,
it's
wrong
audience. This audience, A lot of time nerds. I guarantee, show of hands, who on Pottermore checked what their Patronus was?
No, I did that.
You fucking losers. You idiots.
I'm an OxyCat. I'm an oxy cat, and I had
What's
to put my...
What's an oxy cat?
I don't
know.
Ocelot?
It's something weird.
It's a cat with...
Ocelot.
That wasn't an ocelot. It was like something that felt a little bit more magical than an ocelot.
You can get
an
magical
oxy
options?
Cat? I want to know what that is.
I got to figure
it's
it
like
out.
It's like a cat
there.
That's addicted to OxyContin.
It's a Rush Limbaugh cat. I also, in the same...
Oh,
I
no, found we're out taking I'm in, shots.
Topical.
I'm this in the Slytherin getting... house, guys.
Really?
That was a sad news.
Oh, that's got a sting.
Yeah, that really hurt.
Total Slytherin.
They kind of give you, like, they kind of give you some stuff to be like, it's okay that you got this. Like, they give you some...
Proud Slytherin.
Listen. Oh, really? All right.
Yeah. No, not me personally. Oh. I would never. But there are proud Slytherins out there.
At least you are not Hufflepuff.
That's true.
Not interested.
So definitely check out The Meltdown on Comedy Central Tuesdays at midnight, technically Wednesdays at midnight. Or no, Wednesdays at 12 a.m.
Whoa.
11:59 p.m. Tuesday.
We have a very special guest joining us tonight. Well, look, goddamn, what can you say about this guy? He
made us watch this movie?
He did, and we're going to get into that. He's the man behind The Walking Dead. He is the man behind The Fear of the Walking Dead. He's the man behind Outcast. Please welcome Robert Kirkman.
Yeah.
Hello, Robert.
Hello, Robert.
Hello.
We're excited to have you on the show, but you have a show on Cinemax right now going on, the
yes.
Outcast show.
Yes, I do.
It's the... When is that on? What are the times?
It's on Friday nights at 9.
Probably
when it's running.
But right now, it's we have...
Big exciting news. We're getting it on iTunes on October 31st.
Woo-hoo.
So Whoa. Your Halloween celebration, you guys can purchase that on iTunes and watch the whole thing.
All right. I love that. And
you've probably already
Why was it not on iTunes before? Is it Showtime?
It's like
a
Cinemax thing. You got to get the Cinemax Go.
Yeah.
Oh, they have Cinemax Go.
They do. They do.
I want to download that app.
It's
HBO Go to the max.
I have Skinemax Go. Is that the same thing?
That's the more expensive version.
You're just really on Pornhub. That's all you are.
Yeah, it's called Pornhub, right?
Would it be called Skinemax Com instead of Skinemax Go?
By the way. So
in addition to us binging out on Outcast on iTunes, Walking Dead is coming back October 23rd.
Yes, it is.
Would you say that this is the most anticipated return of a show? Because I feel like...
It is for me.
Now, Robert, do you want to tell us now, while we're here, who it is that Negan kills?
In all honesty, I really do. I really, really do, because I want to get it over with. But I'm not allowed.
Son
we
of
won't
a
tell
bitch.
Anybody. None of us.
I will. We're I told all of you backstage. So if one of you wants to tell them, that's fine.
Ooh. I like that. Technically, by the time this episode... Oh, no, it wouldn't be. It would be the day before. It would be a real bummer to a lot of people. People would be oh, shit. Literally, the day before, you wrecked it?
You're going to wait all this time and then tell me that Rick died?
Jason?
The chain...
Yeah, it was Shane.
Comes back and dies again? Shane's like, wait, don't... And boom.
All right, well, I am excited to talk about this movie. For those of you who have not seen it, probably no one here in the theater, basically, this is the quickest way I can kind of put it. In a world where gaming has advanced, where gamers now control actual people instead of avatars, and this movie posits, well, what if one of them escapes that virtual world?
But it's not a virtual world.
It's not. It's a real world.
It's like it's like a building somewhere.
Yeah, or it's just like a shitty neighborhood that they're like, all right, you can just drive right out of here.
Yeah.
Whoop, they it's put up like one barrier.
I felt like it was basically like all of the area of Slayers was like Detroit.
Yeah. It literally was a parking lot. And
I believe
in
it.
New Orleans, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so they basically just shot it in a parking lot.
And listen, I'm not taking shots at Detroit. Please. I just want to be clear. I just feel like... It is a post-apocalyptic scene there, so that's all I'm
that's
saying.
That's how all horror movies are shot now.
Exactly.
Every horror movie is
because
Detroit.
It looks already like it's dressed
like no
post-apocalyptically. Yeah.
I think at a certain point, Detroit would pay you to blow up one of their buildings. Like, literally, like that movie when they remade... Red Dawn, yeah. They were like, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, me and a bunch of friends went up there and just blew up a bunch of buildings. We made like $10,000. Yeah. It was awesome. I was like, how expensive could it be to blow up a building? We can make a profit on
it. Yeah, right? Come on. Just get that cash money. But the reason why we're here and talking about this movie is because you said this is the movie that you wanted to talk about. So before we really break it down.
So this is all my fault. Is that how we're laying this down?
Yep.
No.
I'll say you're welcome because it's enjoyable.
Well, we love these guys.
It is a good time.
I love this movie. I had a great time watching this movie.
I had a great time, I think, like three-fourths of it. And then, like, the last quarter, I was like, okay.
Wait. So you checked out when Michael C. Hall started dancing?
That brought me back. That brought me back.
Okay.
I think what I felt like is, and by the time we got to that last bit, it was just kind of throwing out cool stuff, but it wasn't as connect, it wasn't like connecting me. It was like, oh, that's a cool dance thing. It felt like they just stopped writing. It's like,
it felt
and dance.
Well, they knew what visuals they wanted to put out there, and then they're like, all the ones that are left over, we'll just put them in the last 20 minutes,
yeah,
30 minutes or so, and just make that happen. Yeah,
that's kind of how I kind of felt. Like, yeah. I'm there. I'm like, I'm in. Like, I mean, this movie's got Ludacris. I'm already on board.
Now, let me ask
it's
you
the
this:
Clank guys, I'm in.
Do you guys think that this is a Fast and Furious crossover movie? Does Ludacris's character from Fast and the Furious, some years from this exact moment...
So this movie, the cool thing about this movie is it's always topical.
Yes. From being the hacker of the Fast and Furious group to the leader of the humans.
Although at some point in the movie, it does mention that it's 2010.
Yes.
Really?
Oh, it's only 1 year in the future? Because it was in 2009, right?
And then there's someone online who posits it's 2038. So there's a little
bit. They mentioned I think it was when Gerard Butler was made to shoot his friend. It was like 2010, I think.
Oh, that's right.
Okay.
Right.
So they tie it to a time. So it's sadly, this movie won't be timeless.
Interestingly enough, the original title of this movie, I just thought it was interesting what they went through. Originally called The Game, then changed it to The Changed. Which is a terrible name. The Changed.
The Changed?
The Changed. Is it The Changed?
And then it became Here's Your Change.
And then it became Citizen Game.
What?
Okay. I actually like that.
Stop right there.
That's a great title. That's great.
Yeah, that's the winner.
Citizen Game.
That's the winner. Sorry, we're not doing this podcast right now if it was called Citizen Game.
Like, yeah, I agree. No. That is an insane title. Yeah.
Citizen Game.
That gets you like 97 on the AFI 100 of all time. You know, Citizen Game.
Oh, I mean, Citizen Game really changed the whole discussion, you know. About
it changed the game, some would say.
I wanted to play this.
Oh, I do want to just very quickly say that this movie is done by, how did this get made, royalty?
Yes,
Neville Dean. The partnership of Neville Dean and Taylor.
Crank, right?
They love Crank.
They've made the Crank movies.
Ghost Rider.
Brian was on the show talking about all the stuff he's done. So we are on board for this nonsense.
Love these guys. 100% in. I don't know if everyone involved with the movie was as in as we are, as this clip unearthed from an EPK will show you. Take a listen.
It was a little confusing to read, and parts of it actually on the page can be really confusing.
Really
so
confusing.
They had to explain it to us, especially Brian Taylor is more into the video game world, so he's able to explain some of the intricacies of that. It was complicated on the first read.
One of the things you have to learn being a producer is to trust young talent to support their expression. You know, as long as it's done responsibly, that's really where sometimes you get the absolute best movies. I mean, I sort of defy the executives at Warner Brothers to actually have read Matrix and knew exactly what the story was, but giving the Wachowskis a chance, they made a great movie.
Not an enthusiastic endorsement.
So Gamer is the Matrix of movies.
This is what I feel like. These guys are like, it seems cool, right, guys? Yeah.
Video games, right?
And, like, we're watching this EPK, and it's like all older guys who clearly are like flipping out. We're like, what did we just make?
On the EPK, where you have to sell the bullshit as hard as you can.
So
like,
excited.
This movie's revolutionary. It's like these guys are like having a come to Jesus moment. Like, I don't know. Maybe we made a mistake.
It was really tough. I'm going to be honest. Really tough to understand.
So many young people.
But, you know, you want to empower young guys, even if it doesn't make any sense.
But as long as
it's done responsibly.
I will say that EPK showed what I think is the best concept of the entire movie, which is a Newton's Cradle of Women.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Newton's Cradle is the ball thing that you hit
the... Yeah, the clackety balls.
And I
call them desk balls. It's like a Newton's Cradle. That's what it is.
I didn't know it was called desk balls.
You hit the balls
cradle.
On the desk.
Wait,
you do the thing.
I really didn't know it was called Newton's Cradle.
Desk balls, I think, is a better term.
It's desk balls.
Desk balls, yeah.
Except I use
desk balls to describe something else that I'll...
Three lawsuits pending about your desk balls.
I cannot get a meeting in this town.
I love that image, though. I thought that was a really cool image.
I described...
Until one of the girls got shot in her ball.
I know.
But honestly, I think that's the greatest thing about this movie, is that you're like, what are you, like 55 minutes into the movie at that point?
Yeah.
And it's like,
we're still trying. We're at the nightclub.
The Neville Dean and Taylor, I described their filmmaking as...
Maximalist. They are like
to me, it's like going into a bar where your friends have been drinking, and that one friend who may have a problem kind of grabs you by the nape of your neck and like is pulling you in and be like, "Dude, let me tell you about this fucking thing, okay?"
there's Newton's balls, and the girl's gonna get shot in the fucking head, and it'll explode, and Gerard Butler will be there, and Terry Crews' dick is out.
I agree with all.
Fucking do it.
I agree with all of that, except that simultaneously, someone is mashing tits into your face. Yeah. Like, it's not enough that that's happening. There is also tits.
There's
You're
a woman
being, like,
crawling.
Forced lap dance.
Yes.
Yeah. There's
yes.
a woman crawling in circles around the two of you while yeah. he's talking to you.
Because I feel like oftentimes they would block the scene. Like, okay, well, the action here is you're running from here to here. You're shooting that guy. You're shooting that guy. And then they'd get all that blocked and then be like, okay, so let's just add, like, two girls over here making out, a girl over here with her ass hanging out, and then a guy shooting a cannon. Okay, now we've got ourselves a movie.
I will say that this movie...
And all the extras are dressed like they're in a rave. Cool.
90s rave. 90s rave.
Cool.
Better be a 90s rave. Yes. Cannot be a current rave.
Well, it's because I guess, like, culture has come back because it is in the future. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's like, true. Yeah. We're in the 90s moment, I would say. Currently. Why not?
I was at a rave yesterday. It looked like that.
Yeah. Was it fun?
I don't remember.
I will say what
was
I love...
Was at a rave. I've never been to a rave.
The violence in this movie is like awesome. That kind of Rambo 4 violence where it's yeah. like a head just gets like blown off or legs get like...
You gotta rate a movie like this by how many bouncing severed feet you see. And I think this is like a 3 severed foot movie.
I 100% agree on the severed foot scale. This is almost Academy Award worthy.
I was actually going to say, I'll pontificate for a second here. This has a Rotten Tomatoes score of like 23% or
sure.
something.
Yeah.
And I think that that's kind of a bad thing because I think that people should see this movie. And I feel like people that watch...
We know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, We're aware of it. Made us all watch it.
So, like, it's bad on one level. It deserves that Rotten Tomatoes. But, like that's going to keep people from seeing this movie. And, like, there's other reasons to see a movie. This movie's absolutely insane.
What are the reasons to see this movie?
It's insane. It's got crazy stuff in it.
I agree that there's a level I'm saying is
I'm sitting on my couch and I'm just like, I don't know what I'm seeing. There's so many different things happening right now. I'm entertained. I'm enjoying this.
I agree with the idea that there should be more batshit crazy movies.
What I'm saying is there should be a secondary rating on Rotten Tomatoes where it's like it got a 23%, so I know that that means something, but it's also got like 3 exploding severed foot. Yeah. Severed feet.
I agree with you.
So then you're like, well, it's going to be bad on this level, but it's actually going to be entertaining on the severed foot level, so...
Yeah,
it's a movie worth watching, is what I'm saying.
I agree. I think that there's no other movie like it.
There you go.
Nothing that's shot like it.
Except the Crank movie.
You watch that trailer.
It's very similar to the insanity of Crank 2.
But like a little less like having fun with itself. It's taking itself very seriously.
Yeah. That's what I missed from it. Yeah. That it was
missing
too serious.
That certain je ne sais by Ling.
Byling was not in this movie?
Byling was not in this movie. And Byling is the magic sauce of Crank 2.
Oh, Crank. She ties that whole movie together. To give you a sense of the dialogue, I felt like the dialogue of this movie was like an acting exercise. It was like everyone was given gibberish, but they had to really convey their gibberish. It's like, sausage biscuits, infernos? Oh, definitely Tom Hanks. You know, it's like, wait, I don't know what just happened.
Like that the whole movie was written in a foreign language, put through Google Translate, and that's what they shot?
Yeah.
Okay.
And by the way, Kira Sedgwick is in this movie.
Kira Sedgwick.
And she is closing it.
Yeah.
Boom. She's in the... Kira Sedgwick is A, phenomenal in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
B, I want to marry her.
Of course.
She's gorgeous.
Gorgeous. Yeah. Loved every minute of it. I thought she was phenomenal.
She and Kevin Bacon still together?
Of course they're still together.
Of course they are.
I will say...
Have you seen Wild Things? That dude's dick is huge.
Yeah, it's very large. You're not leaving that. You're not leaving that shit.
They don't... everyone brings it. No one is phoning it in.
Michael C. Hall.
Yeah.
Dexter is crushing this movie. Holy shit.
We'll get into Michael C. Hall, but I want to hear just... You can hear a little bit of this dialogue from this first scene.
This has one of my favorite lines in the movie already.
It's
like
great.
One of the very first lines in the movie, I was like, ha, 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 ha. I was like, yep, this is as good as I wanted it to be.
You're welcome.
This guy on the left is going to say it.
I agree. Like, this scene made me go, oh, shit. Now, it was done before Crank 2, so I feel like they were experimenting with where they were going to get. So maybe in a world where they're...
Halfway through this movie, they were like, how about a rubber mask on Statham?
Yeah.
Where he fights in like a Godzilla fight? That'll be good.
Then there, and that's, and those are the ideas that we should be fueling. Here we go.
Bob. All right, let me hear the list. Bob.
Do we have the interview or don't we?
Yes, we are con hair close.
Look, I'm not going to blow the three-agent war for close.
With all due respect, Bob, nobody cares about dead Orientals. They care about Ken Castle.
Can I hear from Gina, please?
Okay, Bob. Bob, are you aware that Castle has clocked exactly one media appearance date, and that was Walter's last interview before she died 9 fucking years ago?
Stop menstruating and just tell me whether we fucking have it.
We fucking...
good.
Palindromes.
So that's the thing I didn't get. Why does she say palindrome?
Why does she say palindrome?
That's
what I'm saying. It's a fucking acting exercise.
This is one of the moments where I'm watching a movie and I go, well, I guess I'm stupid because I didn't understand that at all.
That was like the Aaron Sorkin script before he he wrote furiously on cocaine. And in the morning, he's like, I got to clean that up.
Wait, did I say cunt hair and menstruating? I said both of them in that scene. I got to take out one of them.
Is a cunt hair the same size as a dick hair?
Good question.
I know.
But they don't say, you would never say a dick hair.
Well, but you would say a cunt hair?
Well, depending on the person, right? It would have to be on either side of that equation.
I guess so. That phrase is insane.
Yeah.
But when the guy says, stop menstruating, stop menstruating and just tell me if we have it. What? I don't know if her menses is stopping her from telling him what he needs to know.
Well, the good news here is that in the future, you can stop menstruating on command.
Yeah.
So.
You just hold your breath and then tell him the good news.
It's just nanobites.
Yeah. If you're like a strong businesswoman, that shit is on lock. You can hold your breath. You can hold your menstruation.
Trump, Pence, 2016.
They have promised to stop women from menstruating.
I hadn't heard that. And my vote is now. I am on board.
Oh, yeah.
And now we talked about him for a second ago, but Michael C. Hall.
Oh, boy.
Amazing.
Fucking doing it.
So great. So great.
It's like Mark Zuckerberg via Ashton Kutcher.
Very Southern. Somehow Southern for no
Southern
reason.
Southern. Sometimes. And scenes sometimes is really Southern.
First scene, very Southern.
Almost, first scene, sweaty and Southern. He has like pit stains. And I was like, oh, this is an interesting choice. Is he kind of like a grosso? And then I was like, oh, no, he's not. He's the opposite.
He was sweaty that day. He was
and then
sweaty.
Late reveal, shredded.
So shredded.
Yeah. I was shocked.
Emily.
Shocked.
Emily, you okay?
Oh, yeah, he is.
Emily just stood up.
Well, I wonder, the thing that would make me sad is, did he get into shape for this role?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I hope not.
He's been flipping tractor tires for like 3 months. Yeah. And then he's like, oh, God, this movie's not. No.
And they're even like, you don't have to. You really don't have to take off your shirt. And it's like, no, I want to.
Yeah.
It's like that one time, Jared Leto gained all that weight for that movie about that guy that shot John Lennon.
Yep.
And then
no
it was like,
that.
No Oscar for you, pal.
I'll show them. Now I'll lose all this weight and win an Oscar.
Yeah, that worked.
Yeah. So again, I know I'm playing a couple more clips than I normally would play, but just to get a flavor of Michael C. Hall, because it does change. Here we go.
First, there was society, the ultimate sim environment, where players don't control virtual animated characters, but actual living, breathing human beings. They walked them, they talked them, they juiced them. They rocked him.
Oh. Rickety-dickety-doo.
We had that on t-shirts back in 2010.
The creation of reclusive genius Ken Castle.
Who is Ken Castle?
Society took the world by storm, becoming the number one guilty pleasure of billions.
You can get paid to be controlled, or you can pay to control.
And generating one of the world's largest private fortunes, surpassing Bill Gates practically overnight.
Richest man in the universe.
Yeah.
Look at how
Business
shitty
tech.
That magazine
Business
looks.
Tech.
That magazine looks like a piece of shit.
I
and
know
one of
nothing
the other
about Adobe, and I could make a slightly better, slightly
and
better
And I like
version.
That it's, the one of the headlines is, the future business is here. I suspect that's supposed to be the future of business here.
That's probably true.
But it says the future business is here.
And it
what?
Also...
And business is booming.
And also Einstein Technology.
The other magazine.
Maybe there's just no ofs on this cover.
The LA other one here, the other one, Millennium Tech Magazine, a technology lifetime culture magazine, basically does PC versus Mac again.
And I love that it's LA Tech Convention coverage. These magazines are garbage.
These no look like the magazines that you find in Las Vegas hotels that tell you about the shows
and
on the
also,
Strip.
And also, like, it's coming at a point where they're like, he surpassed Bill Gates' wealth almost overnight. Great, put him on the cover of Time Magazine.
Couldn't get Time Magazine.
Nope, it's couldn't
like
get Newsweek.
Millennium Tech.
I do feel, though, because as we see him later on, like, he does an interview with Kira Sedgwick, he's not that kutched out, like, with the trucker hat and the sweaty pits. So I feel like at one point he just changed his mind about how he was going to do it.
Well, then I was like, is that first interview from 9 years ago that while she was menstruating so hard, she was explaining that his last interview was 9 years ago and he hasn't been since?
That's old. Yeah, that's
old. So maybe that's what
okay,
it is.
Okay, so in the 9 years, he's evolved. That's why we see him doing a yoga in the video screen room.
He's gotten antiperspirant.
Missed that
yeah.
part of the plot.
This is an interview from when he made Society.
Yes.
Got
and
it.
Now is the interview from Slayers, okay. I believe.
But now here's the other thing I will say is that was a shitload of, like, that's 35 seconds of intense exposition covered in rave footage, nudity.
Oh, yeah.
Graphics all over the screen. As a casual viewer, I understand more of it now watching it here in a 30-second chunk. That flew by me very quickly.
Yeah.
That people, like, I was figuring this stuff out as the movie went on.
Yeah.
They should have walked you through just a little.
Maybe a little bit.
You're old, man. I got it because I'm cool and I got my finger on youth culture.
So you want more exposition out of this movie.
Yeah.
Is that what you're
after? Are you kidding?
What you're after? Okay.
I saw that one of the people in Society had the username Vagina Blender and I was like, I get this movie.
They do. At one point, their usernames are pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because the guy who controls... Do you remember? Because the guy who controls Jared Butler's character...
Simon.
A bunch of girls start hitting him up and...
Do you think that's because Simon says...
Ooh.
Wow.
That's probably true.
Just saying.
Man, it's like a placeholder name. I don't know. Call him Simon because, like, Simon says, we'll come up with something
we'll
better later.
Yeah.
And then they never did.
Who are we kidding? We won't come up with anything better later. We'll just call him Simon.
the names that I caught, or actually that Nate caught, are To Catch a Predator, Stinky Muffin, Sissy Puss, and Cum Dumpster.
Aren't there two of those? I think there's Cum Dumpster 1 and 2.
Oh, wow. So maybe
those are
the two girls.
Those were the twins, yeah.
Cum
Dumpster. The British twins. British
twins. By the
way,
Cum Dumpster is a great great band name. Like, it's like we love Prodigy and we made our own band, the Cum Dumpster.
I would like you to start that band.
I'm in. I'm all right. I'll get my piercings tonight. So the idea of this movie is this one kid is controlling...
We haven't talked about the plot of the movie at all.
No, there's no need.
We legit not talked about the plot of the movie, and I honestly felt like the story of the movie was all set up for a different movie.
They were like, we're going to explore
by
all these things.
By the end of the movie, I was
nothing.
Like, oh, this should be like what happens at the end of, like, in the middle of the movie.
You wanted a longer version.
What else happens after this movie, Jason?
Like, so much.
I hear what you're saying, like, you would, because basically... The movie is like, he's a guy who's being controlled, he's in prison, he's wrongfully there. If he wins 30 matches, he goes free.
It's like a Hunger Games-y kind of...
It's like poor man's Russell Crowe gladiator sick.
Yeah, or Death Race, or any of these kind of, you know, like, convicts can compete for the entertainment of the masses.
Burt Reynolds' chance, movie, The Longest Yard.
Yeah, and a chance at freedom, yep.
Longest Yard, great film.
Yeah,
Burt Reynolds.
Adam Sandler?
Oh, Burt Reynolds. Oh, yeah, the one with Burt Reynolds and Adam Sandler. That's the one I was talking about. Where Burt's the coach.
Yep.
I hear you're saying, because, like, if he gets free, then he can rescue his wife and child. And I guess in the movie that you're talking about, he would rescue his wife and child and then bring down the system. But, and not to, no spoiler alert.
No,
but
he brings down the system at the end.
Simply.
Yeah. He's like, hey, turn it off.
Yeah. And the guy
goes, Okay.
But doesn't he say well played?
He said well played. He played the game because we're all gamers. Yeah. It turns out.
He was like, I thought that guy wasn't gonna tell us to turn it off, but he did. Yeah. Well played.
And he also says turn it off. What's gonna be just a couple mouse clicks for you? Like he's like he's like.
And the guys are so apathetic. The guys are just standing there and they go, yeah, okay.
Can we hold the
and they beep bloop blorp a couple of like things on a screen and like the worst thing in history is shut down.
Yeah, but I just want to make sure we don't go any further without acknowledging that final scene takes place on a basketball court for no reason whatsoever.
No.
Why?
Reason. Just, they walk through the moon. Right. They walk that's through a right. moon set. I'm like, this why is on the fucking moon?
This is what I need to know. What is real and what is not? Like, I couldn't make heads or tails of...
The logic of it did
not make
sense.
Like, I get that they wound up on a basketball court, but they did travel through the universe at some point.
Well, maybe it's a basketball court on the moon. I mean...
Is everything an artificial construct, or is nothing, or is
something? But it's also like a basketball court has no...
Look at how shredded Dexter is.
Woo! Didn't know that I wanted that until just then.
Didn't know. It's on a basketball court, but that it's not... indicative at all of that character.
Basketball has nothing to do.
Yeah.
And he literally has walked through three cooler environments before they get there. It's like, let's get to the most like realistic of now environment.
And all of Dexter's henchmen are just in the stands.
Politely right. sitting and watching a fight. I know we're jumping to the end, but well, then this is a question that we have to bring up.
I think discussing this movie in order is just a complete waste of time.
It's true. There's no use.
So, a complete waste of time. But like Terry Crews is just there playing basketball when they show up too, right?
Oh yeah.
She's just like
in a boot because he got half his foot blown off. Yeah. So he's now just wearing like a medical boot.
But he's got to keep up his game, you know.
Terry Crews in this movie is amazing. I would equate it to like what Clubber Lang was in Rocky III. Like it's just unhinged. Like
he's like a double Clubber. Oh. He's like better
just
than Clubber.
Breathing hard, so hard.
It
every
made
single
me so
time.
Happy. I love. I work with Terry Crews on Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and he is the loveliest man.
Oh, he's the best.
And it
I worked
made me.
Too.
I had no idea he was gonna appear, and then he comes in as a killing machine, and I was like, ha ha! This is amazing.
Terry Crews is a badass.
I got
my
so excited. My favorite scene is when he's like. Naked in the locker room, I'm like, is Terry's dick out right now? Like, what the fuck am I watching?
It's there.
All right, well.
And then he's like, I just killed somebody. This is the blood on my hand.
That was great.
And I was like, this is like some fucking Shakespearean monologue nonsense.
But he disappears like magic at the end of that scene, too.
Yeah.
It's like he's Batman all of a sudden.
He's a nuanced performance. Very nuanced.
I'm obsessed with this.
Well,
just want to say, if I was ever as rich as Michael C. Hall is in this movie, I would have a private basketball court where Terry Crews is just playing basketball all the time.
I wanted to say right now, Terry Crews has an open invitation to play basketball anytime he wants at my house.
Anyway.
I don't have a net. I have a little one for a 2-year-old, but he can play on that.
That would look better. He would be much easier for him. Yeah.
This is an explanation of that scene, the naked Terry Crews scene. This is
shit.
Another little inside scoop that is.
Interesting shirt choice.
As we go into this scene, I'm going to say my disclaimer is this. I'm not behind these statements. I'm playing them for you to hear and make your own opinions on.
Oh, no.
So here's the Terry Crews story. So his first day on set was the scene in the locker room. It was one of those odd days when we showed up in the morning and looked at the set and the costume and the idea of these two guys with their shirts off, kind of greased up in a locker room in a prison and
sweaty,
just taunting each other. And we just thought, you know, is this gonna play as the gayest scene since Spartacus? Not that there's anything wrong with that. It's just, it wasn't exactly what we intended and we were a little worried about it.
But we were looking to expand our audience, so we weren't afraid of it.
Expand, I mean, you know. So Terry showed up and said, guys, you know, I have an idea. I got an idea. I've been thinking about it all night in the hotel. Great, Terry, great, great. Anything you want to bring up, you know, we're wide open to it. And he said, I'm thinking, what if I do the whole scene, buck naked, just buck ass naked.
I didn't even want Jerry to know. And I remember I just took my clothes off and they covered me in blood. And we did that scene and he was like, this is dude nuts, whatever. But I wanted to, I wanted him to know that I was going to go all out from day one.
And we're just like, really? Yeah, yeah. What could be scarier than this fucking naked black guy covered in blood in prison? You know, when you put it that way, I can't even argue with that. Go for it. I love it. Let's do it naked.
What could be scarier than a naked black guy? What could be scarier?
To be fair, I tried to do the exact same thing in Brooklyn Nine-Nine, where my character, I'm always trying to have my character arrive naked, covered in blood, in most projects that I do.
I mean, there you go. So that's a little insight on the creative process of that movie.
For my money, the scene could have been gayer, but...
Yeah. This whole movie could have used more gay undertones, I think.
If Cruz had an erection, I think that would have been better. I think if Gerard Butler had also been naked.
Just everyone like a history naked. Of violence.
The gamer guy, Simon, naked. Everyone just naked.
Well, there was the
All
fat
the women
gay-
were. Why not
yeah,
the
I
men?
Mean, really.
There was a fat guy in the wheelchair. There is, he was naked, right? Do we see? I mean, we don't
I
see
think
his
he's wearing
dick,
like a diaper.
He's mostly naked.
He's wearing a diaper.
He feels
he's,
like a
he's
diaper
wearing
guy.
Waffles and syrup.
Yeah. Oh. There's so much wet eating in this movie.
Yeah.
And you guys know how I feel about wet eating. It is a real problem for me. What was he dipping it in?
Syrup.
Oh.
Syrup. No, is it anyone who's so seen this viscous. Movie ever going to eat waffles again?
No.
By the way, that is the description of like the hacker that Trump talked about in the debate. Like
exactly.
That, I was like, that's who he's thinking about. That is like, I'm hacking. Ah.
You think Trump's seen this movie and thinks it's real?
He loves this movie.
He wants it to be real. And he's movie. Like, society, let's get on it.
That's the thing. I was way more fascinated by society than Slayer.
I would like to see a whole society movie.
I want to see a whole society movie.
Guys, let's kickstart this.
What about the society babies? There's got to be a lot of
Who's
babies,
taking
right?
care of the society babies?
Do they remember what they did?
This is so... I have so many questions.
This,
yeah.
I wanted to know if they could remember... The activity,
Well,
no.
Well, they seem to know what's happening as it's going on sometimes.
Sometimes, except that when your husband's talking to you, you have no idea who he is.
No,
but
no.
When you see someone get
when
killed,
it's important
you cry.
To the plot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's. But she was on the bus talking to that guy, like, that was, I don't know who that lawyer was. Like, she goes in and meets with him at the desk, and she's like, hey, my husband's getting out of
Sam Witwer, that's who the lawyer
and
was.
He laughs in a very odd fashion.
I was like, is he going to be a robot or something?
He was
and then
like,
they didn't, didn't do anything with that at all.
I was like, why are we? Is this an outtake?
Yeah, because it.
Is there a hidden German behind the scenes thing that reveals what that was about? I love that these are just like buried.
Oh, yeah. They're Germany became, by the way, movie number one movie in German in Germany and a 97% on German Rotten Tomatoes.
Wait, really?
No, there's no German Rotten Tomatoes.
I was like, what?
I want that so bad.
The number one movie in Germany got a 100% on German Rotten Tomatoes.
German Rotten Tomatoes.
What's the matter with you?
I would love German Rotten Tomatoes.
Rotten sausages. And,
I just want every movie I want German Rotten Tomatoes. Oh, man. But yeah, but he remembers his life. Gerard Butler remembers his life and his wife and his kids.
Does he, though? Because he doesn't until I feel like the humans take whatever's in his blood and like, he can't quite remember why he killed his friend.
The humans with the Z, by the way.
Yeah, of course.
Max Headroom, ludicrous Max Headroom, which is my favorite.
Slash Mr. Robot.
Slash Mr. Robot. And then they had to do something to him to get him... to remember the big crazy secret, which was nothing.
Yeah, like, which was that he was innocent of the crime that he had been committed, convicted of. Yeah.
And by the way,
he was also the test program for the whole system that Michael C. Hall was trying to hide.
And that Michael C. Hall was like using controlling people to kill other people, but we knew that.
I mean,
if society and Slayer's happening, we know some real fucked up shit's going on.
And the murder that he was committed for was so clearly. Something that he did not feel like. He's like, no. He's like, in a police interrogation room.
It was for the
camera. Where was that? What?
So the camera filmed him shooting someone.
I know, but I'm saying, but even his response to it was like, he's like, his head's like, I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
Like, he's fighting himself.
But, and I think that's
what his lawyer in the trial was like, Your Honor, you can clearly see on the footage, he's shaking his head saying he doesn't want to. And
it's being controlled by
really
something.
It's really just,
he's got an IP address in his head of some kind.
I think Gerard Butler's best acting is when he's trying, he's like doing something that he doesn't want to be doing. I think that's it, his wheelhouse.
It's like every movie,
every
right?
Single, yeah. He should always just be like, he's a real shaky dude.
Why in the very near future do news anchors smoke and curse?
I thought for like sure that was a porn star too, and then
it was like, it's like in the very near future, and the news anchors are like, can you fucking believe that cable?
Well, that was actually one of my...
almost going to work.
I like that, though, too. Like,
that was one of my favorite things about the movie, was that there was this, like, unspoken thing where society has gotten so bad that everyone is really profane. Because there's a bunch of little snippets where people on TV are cussing.
Yeah. And let me ask you
this. People behind the scenes are saying shit. And everybody's screen names are terrible.
Do you think this movie takes place right before Idiocracy? And that Terry Crews first goes through this and then becomes the character in Idiocracy.
I really like that theory.
I think that's a thing.
It could also just be a Jacob's Ladder situation, girl.
And then who was the rape guy? His name was literally Rape Man.
Wait, who's the rape guy?
Who is Rape Man?
Milo?
Oh, the one the wife picks up in the...
Yeah, Jess from Gilmore Girls?
And the rubber clothes.
A.K.A. Jess from Gilmore Girls? I got very excited when he showed up. And I was like, hooray! Jess from Gilmore Girls is here.
Rape Man.
And he's playing another bad boy.
Straight up Rape Man.
Classic Jess.
What about Keith David showing up in the middle of the movie?
Dude, I love Keith David in anything.
Not enough Keith David in this movie.
Keith David and Terry Crews in the same movie, like, amp it up for me. Because they both are, like, the most kick-ass dudes, I feel like. Keith David, solid. But John Leguizamo shows up. And I'm
Johnny
like,
Legs.
Why? Confused about why Johnny Legs.
Did anybody else
think, like, we really need you to care about this character when he dies in the game, so we got to make sure he's somebody important.
I think that he like also was like Forrest Gump, kind of like everybody loved him as like a beloved slow person. Like,
but who would want to game that guy? Why would you be like, oh, I got the slow guy?
Like, because he's like, why was he like sweeping?
Oh, well, that was
around.
The weird thing. There's like an off. There's like a mention of there are people in the game that only have to survive one game, and then they get out of prison, but they can't control themselves, and they don't. It's like thrown away.
That's
in
right.
Like
the
a
people
split
with
second.
The blood splattering.
Yeah.
On
so
them.
All the people walking around as like zombies,
like civilians.
You know,
the woman who gets like hit by the truck. The those people. And,
yeah. The guy carrying the briefcase.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
It was an idea that was completely unnecessary.
I truly thought
if you read the book
point,
it was based on. Yeah, you'll really. Yeah. The book it's based on is 1,000 pages. It's kind of like The Stand, the Stephen King The Stand. Really get into all the dynamics.
I genuinely thought, like, for quite a while that John Leguizamo was an imaginary character.
Ooh, that would be fun.
Because, did anybody else? Because only Gerard Butler talks to him until very late in the movie a guard does. And I was like, ah, damn it! I thought it was a total Tyler Durden situation.
Interesting.
So while we're talking about John Leguizamo, can I also talk about the another thing that I think makes this movie phenomenal is... What is this space prison they're in where it's all like white sand and they're in like mountains? And, where is that?
They're on Tatooine.
Why is that not just a prison? Because why didn't they just put bars in the place where the games are filmed and just be like, oh, this is a prison
like
area?
They're on a chalk farm.
and from what we understand of society, society looks just
like... Wait, Society the Game?
Society the Game, yes. Yep. Looks just like normal. It doesn't look...
Looks like the world. Looks like Glendale.
Right. Yeah, so it's like... So wait, where is
the world looks like the world as well.
We think.
But I'm saying like so that prison seems... way out of place because he drives out of the game world at one point and then just in the regular world.
Yeah.
So that transport is a real pain in the ass.
But that's what I kept not understanding.
Maybe that was a field trip because you see him in a cell.
Oh, yeah, they do get, and they're in that
holding
kind of
area.
Transport
thing.
Yeah.
Space prison.
And there's the cell that he's in passing him the pictures and so forth. But I also was like, I could never reconcile what was world, not world, and they kept glitchy the screen. They would be like, gzz, 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 and I'd be like, okay, so is this a construct? Are we living in a Matrix-like world where somebody is controlling the macro elements and they're placing everybody inside of it?
No one has asked these questions about this
and
movie.
No, not really.
We trust young filmmakers.
Yeah.
And they felt really passionate. So he didn't give them any notes and they scared us.
Because
One guy had a shaved head.
Gerard Butler is able to just, in the game, get in a truck and drive to his wife's house.
And first off,
crazy.
Pee in that truck.
That was amazing.
The alcohol pee.
That was amazing. Oh. Wait, he vomits alcohol into the gas tank, and you're like, I guess that would work. And then he pees the rest of the alcohol into the gas tank, which I thought was amazing.
I think Gerard Butler showed up drunk.
He fucked that truck?
He showed up drunk to work one day, and they have a bunch of scenes of him being drunk on camera, and they're like, we have to figure out a way to make this work. We can't reshoot. We have already wasted all of our money.
Go, like, shoot,
I got
shoot.
It.
Well, what do we do? He's falling over with a gun. It's not going to work.
I got
an idea. It takes him so long to find a car to barf and pee in. He would have been killed 10,000 different ways.
He had to find an attractive car.
And I also, how did you not know that the car didn't have gas in it? Most cars, you just can't drive them because you don't have the fucking
keys. Okay, so here's the example. Here's a perfect example, because that is a scene where I was like, what's he doing? Is this a real truck? Or is this in the game?
Well, it goes all the way back to the woman meeting with him, and she's like, what else can I get you? And he's like, drunk.
Yeah.
He's like, no. Did he say that? Did I hear that right?
Yes. And then I was flummoxed.
It was flummoxing.
But I feel like they cut away and you're drunk. What do you mean drunk? Listen, there's going to be a car there that runs on ethanol and gin will actually work if I vomit it into the thing. Just give me some gin.
It
had to be like a specific kind of alcohol that would work, right?
We Googled it. Nate Googled this thing.
Really?
Oh, shit.
And he goes, every website I found said, yeah, cars run on ethanol, so it should work if it's super high proof alcohol, but don't try it on your car. And then they Googled all the results, and you basically just, a lot of them lead back to this bodybuilding.com forum where a dude's asking if the thing from Game would work.
Oh, yes! Yes!
Guys, let's all try it tonight. Let's all get wasted and, you know, barf into our gas tanks and see what happens.
By the way, I think we found the demographic for the movie. It's bodybuilders.com.
Hit me up on the message board at bodybuilders.com.
We're going to get juiced and watch Gamer.
If I run out
Michael
of gas...
Michael C. Hall is so ripped in this shit, man.
If I run out of gas on the way home, I'm just going to barf 3 glasses of rosé into the tank and then cruise on home. Like a classy lady.
I love that Neville D and Taylor are smiling over your shoulder now. Just for the rest of this.
I love these guys. I really do. I feel like they've broken up now as partners.
That's a shame.
Heartbreak.
Yeah, I know.
Shame.
So, it's really, sorry, world.
It's really upsetting.
But I am curious to see who's the chocolate and who's the peanut butter in this relationship.
Yeah, I'm very curious about that, too.
Because I think the movies will start to show up themselves.
Aren't chocolate and peanut butter two good things? I don't know what you're
saying. Yeah, but I think there are two good things that mix it up. But maybe one is like just the boobs guy, and one's just the light
pull-off guy.
One's
a violet guy.
I think I'm going to like that guy's movies.
All right, so the dance sequence arguably is one of the best sequences in the movie, one of the most bizarre, and this is why I love these guys, because the bad guy does a choreographed dance number in it. We should play it, and then we can talk about it.
Oh, please play it.
It's great.
I love this so much.
This is a wonderful, genuinely wonderful moment.
I wanted more of this kind of stuff.
Yes.
And I think what we were talking about before, it's just too serious, and this is like, oh, yeah, this is what this movie should be.
It's a different movie. It's from a different movie. Yeah.
Gerard Butler basically is like, oh, well, my daughter, Dexter has my daughter, so I'm going to have to go confront him. So he just walks to his house, walks inside.
The most important rich
man. Oh, and by the way, his daughter's
who
there.
Who lives in a castle, a future castle.
Yep.
And has his daughter.
Yes.
Also, couldn't trust anyone else to that.
And then in a very modern home, has what looks like a staircase from Game of Thrones in it.
And again, think of the poor producers reading the script, dance sequence, and they're, wait, hold on. Flip, 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 flip. Is it a musical? Is it a musical? I don't know. Just a lot of after the comment. Great call, guys. We're really excited about it. Hang up. What the fuck? What the fuck? Just panicked. Your assistant's young, right? Get that. Your assistant's like 20. Get her in here.
Get all the assistants in here. Do you guys get this?
Kids love musicals, man. Kids love them.
All right, here we go. So Gerard Butler coming in to confront.
Oh, God. It's so great.
I don't I've got you under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me. So deep in my heart that you're almost a part of me. I've got you, got you, got you, got you, got you under my skin. For the sake of having you here, in spite of that crazy woman, the child in the night says these words in my ear. Don't you know, little man, you ain't never gonna win. Use your mentality. Where is your reality? But each time I do, just as
so that's the sequence. There's so many things to talk about. I want to just first get into Gerard Butler's reaction.
That could be the poster of the movie. that frame is
amazing.
Freeze
frame of a leg in the air and Gerard Butler almost flexing. Gerard Butler's reaction to the impromptu singing
is to take his shirt off like he's ready to fight.
All right, shit, that's what's going to happen now.
Dance off!
How does he know that's where it's going?
It also is almost like a scene from a, Step Up movie.
Hell yeah. It's a dance-off.
You know what I mean? Like, it's a dance-off. Yeah. It's like a competitive dance moment, except that it turns into, Gerard Butler slamming guys face first into the ground.
That is a great move that should be in more action movies.
Agree.
So good.
But now here's my thought on this, right? We reveal later that Michael C. Hall has implanted all of his minions. They could do whatever he wants because he has the IP address in their head. Wouldn't it have
and,
been...
And he changed his brain so that he can transmit into other people's brains.
Yes, he's an antenna
which
now.
Which is amazing.
Anyway, that's dropped in the last 5 minutes of the movie. No big deal.
But, in a very dense scene.
He's not only the president, he's also a member.
And then... So what I thought would be cool after you hear that is if he controlled Gerard Butler to dance and sing too.
That would have been
awesome if it would have been like a big dance number.
Maybe they tried and Gerard Butler was like, not happening.
Dance.
I also like that they went with the actual video game motif of only one guy at a time attacking and the rest of them just doing this in the background.
And there's also all the other soldiers are up above.
Just watching. Take out a gun, shoot him in the fucking head. He's gone.
All part
He's
of the
gone,
game.
You guys.
All part of the game.
Hey, my boss got stabbed tonight. I was standing on a railing watching him dance for this guy that they started fighting.
How was work today, honey?
I had my gun. I really wish I had shot the guy now, but the dancing was so compelling. Yeah. I don't know.
Looking back at it, I made a bad choice, I think. I think I made a bad choice.
I guess I'm unemployed now, honey. I don't know what to do.
I think the guy at the head of the company's lost his mind. He's using a lot of soldiers to do very highly choreographed dance numbers.
I like the moment, though, of the boss going, huh, all right, so if he comes to the house, what can we do? I could do a dance number. Ooh. All right. So I'll do a dance number. Okay,
But I don't want to just dance. I want to lip sync, too. So something I know all the words to.
By the way, I will say Michael C. Hall, great dancer.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
Really cool and well shot.
So good. Michael C. Hall, I will say, I'm like a fan of like almost every performance in this movie, especially Michael C. Hall, who is Jupiter ascending level Eddie Redmayne villain.
He ascended.
In this movie. That is the level of scenery chewing that he's doing.
I feel like when you get in a movie like this and you start to figure out like, oh, okay, do you like, well, let's just go pedal to the, you know.
Oh, I think so. I think if you're in one of these movies, you have to go full-blown Nick Cage.
Yeah.
There's no, you can't be like, well, I want to deliver a pretty naturalistic performance.
You think the producers are like, no, Michael, just listen to us. The young kids are really going to like this, we promise. we really just do the dancing. It's going to be great.
I feel like he brought this. I feel like Michael C. Hall, like he was Hedwig and the Angry Inch on Broadway.
Oh, he's
like,
a song and dance guy.
And I will say, I had a 5-minute conversation with him at my veterinarian's office about cat carriers.
Brag, you've got a cat.
What's his stance on cat carriers?
He asked me where I got mine, and I went, and then was fine.
How would you have reacted if you knew how ripped he was in this movie?
That's the thing. This would have been a very different conversation I would have had with him had I seen this movie ahead of time. So thank you. I'm glad I had not seen it. And
good.
Only knew him as David from 6 Feet Under.
No Dexter.
No, I'm not a Dexter. Huh. Couldn't do it. Couldn't
That's
do
a
it.
Shame.
I want to talk about...
just Sorry.
Lost. You just lost a bunch
Sorry,
of nerds.
Sorry, everybody.
Dexter!
Come on,
I didn't
six
like
feet
it
under. Come on. Yeah, yeah.
I just liked the ending. I thought the ending was really good. They really figured it out.
Oh,
it was
so good.
So,
way to stick the landing. That's why we'll never end The Walking Dead.
You heard it here first, everybody.
The best way to end a show is just to end it like there was no finale. Just like, and this never came back.
We had no idea. We just quit.
So this is a moment that I want to... I'm going to show it to you, and then we'll talk about why I'm showing it to you.
Look at him on the free throw line.
All right, so this is the final fight scene between Gerard Butler and Michael C. Hall on a basketball court. And,
biggest, baddest slayer in the game doesn't seem like much, does he?
Okay. Okay.
Lucky shot.
So, that, so I want to talk about it because... of this. We have to rewind it just a little bit more. So, that. Gerard Butler seemingly hits him with a fist.
Wolverine says that.
And he has fucking Wolverine clawed. Yeah. Like Wolverine jumped in the middle of this and was like, watch out.
Is he holding his knife yet? Because I thought he hit him.
Even if he was.
Oh, was it a knife? I thought when I was watching it, I was like, why did his knife make three?
No, I think it was.
Is it now the knife complaint?
I think it was his fingernails.
Oh.
Gerard Butler, even with a knife. Very long fingernails.
There's no way to make sense of this at
there's
all.
There's no way to
also,
make
Also, at this point, Michael C. Hall's controlling him. So he was like, oh, oops.
I slipped.
Yeah, right.
He's got him completely under control at this point.
I also feel like this to me was like him becoming Neo, like becoming the one where he like started to somehow master the environment. He was like,
sure.
I'm going to punch you, but also scratch you in my brain. And somehow it manifested itself.
You sound just like one of those producers now.
Okay. Okay, but also, are his pants coming off?
I hope so.
We can only
hope so.
Look at how low these pants are on
him. That is,
I don't like this.
That is full bush. There's upper bush area there.
Full on hip bones.
That's cum gutters, right?
Cum gutters? Is that what you're saying?
Cum gutters. That's the cum gutter.
I just want to make sure everybody's catching you screaming cum gutters. Is that your society name? That's your name? That's your name in the game society?
I couldn't even get the name.
Yeah, you're saying
with a Z.
Upper pubes for sure in this movie.
Don't you think that because Gerard Butler doesn't have his shirt off, that it's a little bit of a Vin Diesel, Fast and Furious situation where they're like, well, he didn't quite get where we needed him to get.
Probably.
Yeah.
I feel like Gerard Butler, like they were like, we'll get the guy from 300. It's like, oh, you need me to get in. I have to do a couple months.
I don't do that for gamer.
I knew a guy who was, I will try to tell the story without revealing who it is because it's too fun. It's like,
ooh,
oh, just say it.
Then the audience gets 10 guesses.
Right. Okay.
It was a comedy film with someone who was known for looking very good without a shirt on. And it was an ensemble comedy film. And they're like, and you'll have your shirt off for this scene. And the guy fucking flipped out. And he was going to shoot in 3 days and just started eating ice because he had to like lose his weight and started working out like ferociously because he was known for just being like super jacked.
Zac Efron.
You got it. No.
Did it
but
work
no,
out?
But it's a similar thing. And because it's not a bad thing for the guy. The guy just wants to look good. But I imagine that you live in a fear that, because you're not that jacked at all times.
I am.
Pop that shirt off.
I'm that jacked.
Pop that shirt off.
All the time. No. Are we filming right now?
I feel like, though, it's like, that's the real curse of being that jacked. It's like, everyone will always assume it. And then they said that they watched him have a literal meltdown for this week where he was like, fuck, more push-ups, more push-ups. But then he got his shirt off and it looked pretty good.
So that works.
It all pulled up. I feel like we should go to the audience because we should open it up to them and see what they got. So if you have a good question, something we have not covered from the film Gamer, and I know there's a lot, raise your hand. Okay, sir, one of you come. Yeah, you come down. That's great. You came closest. Sir, I want you to give me your name, your title of this movie. We already heard it's Citizen Gamer. Citizen Game. Here we go. So you come up with a new title and your question.
Name Steve. Title for the movie, The Gamening.
Ooh, I like that. That's great, The Gamening.
This is maybe not so much a question, but just something I noticed. The authorities at one point came to the fat guy's house who was like using waffles and syrup like for a fleshlight.
Oh, I did not realize that.
Whoa, wait. Whoa.
Yeah, that was in your imagination, buddy. I don't know what you're...
He was eating those.
I think he's right.
You think he was fucking those waffles?
I'm just connecting the dots.
Before
or after?
Does
anyone else think he was fucking waffles?
No!
So the authorities show up at his house, and this is after he's disconnected from Gerard Butler's wife. And half of his screens are the disconnected little error screen. Half of them are just... bacon frying. Like four TV screens are just strips of bacon frying.
Man, you know,
I've got that screensaver.
That's where I feel bad for that actor. That is a human being.
Yeah.
And it's like...
He auditioned.
He auditioned and like...
Mom, I'm going to be in this movie?
Yeah, totally. So anyway, you'll have your shirt off. You'll be jerking off with waffles. And
then he spent the whole week eating ice. Yeah.
Made of bacon.
Cream.
That poor guy. That's amazing. That's a good thing that you pointed out there. Anything else you have? No.
Just that it seems like the dialogue that was written for the guy controlling Gerard Butler, who's supposed to be 17, sounded like it was written by out-of-touch old people, but the dialogue for adults sounded like it was written by a 13-year-old that got permission from his mom to curse
that's
for
true.
The first time.
I believe that's how this movie was created.
That's the Neville, that's the peanut butter and chocolate scenario. I'm gonna give out some stuff here. We got the pop culture artist Hanksy. He's a pop culture Banksy. Gave us some things, and you'll get one of these Banksys. All right, there you go. All right, who has a question? Boss. Oh, man. All right, I'm going to come over here first. Yeah, your name, your title, and your question.
Ryan, game on. And it's not so much a question. I figured out why she says palindromes.
Oh, great.
His name's Bob. It's like she's saying, like, oh, palindromes. Like, oh, executives, you know.
Thank you.
Finding it. Where are some more explanation hopes? We got some more explanation hopes. All right, here we go. All right.
Still a terrible line, though, let's be honest.
Your name, your title, and your question.
My name's Nick. Title would be Slang Society. And
these are great titles, audience.
By the way, everybody's on point with titles tonight.
My question or something that I want to point out is Simon, the kid that controls Gerard Butler, he gets interviewed by that FBI official and then starts talking about walnut butter sandwiches, and then they just kind of move on from that. Can we get more talk
pistachio
about that?
Nut
pistachio butter.
That's why it was green, yeah.
He's a healthy kid.
He's a kid who knows what he wants.
I like that scene ended as if Keith David was going to go make him a sandwich.
Yeah.
And then you never see Keith David again. It was just like, why was this
what
scene
happened?
In this movie?
Yeah. And, Keith.
And he clearly wasn't arrested because he comes in the last scene for no reason and is like saving Gerard Butler. And I'm like, I don't know how that happened.
I wonder if Keith
Ludacris
David...
was killed. All those guys are killed. It
Keith
makes no
David
sense.
David let him out of prison, remember, over the loudspeaker. He's like, you can go.
Oh, that's right. I forgot that scene. I was too focused during that scene on that prison toilet because those things like do you stand over the toilet when you're washing your hands? Because the sink is on the back of the toilet.
Sure. I hope you never have to go to prison.
I think
it's
I hope
rough.
I never go to prison either.
I think just because they're connected doesn't mean you have to do them both at the same time.
No, but how else do you get to the sink?
Do,
the toilet.
By the way,
that saves
one,
time.
You do one and then you do the other.
Also during that scene.
By
I was
the way,
like,
you shot a whole season in a prison.
That's true.
You could have answered these questions.
We had real toilets, though, as I recall. I don't remember.
Brag.
No toilet seats, though. I was like,
no, yo,
like,
you
man.
Can, those are weapons.
No, I guess, but that's not good.
I know a lot about prison.
There either. Was a whole episode of Night Of where they just got into the toilet workings. Wow, not a lot of Night Of fans. It's great. It's a miniseries about a guy who goes to prison. Anyway, check it out, HBO.
It's a good show. I watched it.
I don't like any X-Men.
It's on Skinemax Go.
Come on down. Here she comes. All right. Your name, your title, and your question. Oh, come on. Okay, there you go.
Hi. Wow.
Real
my
grabby.
Name is...
I love that you stopped there so that you're not going to ask your question ask in front of someone's
just finish
face.
It. There you go.
Rather than coming all the way to
I'll
the
hold
end.
The mic. I'm going to hold the mic because I don't trust your judgment now. Here you go.
I didn't want to lose my chance. Hi, my name is Mexi, and my question is, if you were in...
What is your title for the movie?
Thank you, Robert.
Sorry, the title is Game On.
That was their title. You have to come up with another one.
New title.
Okay.
New title.
Get your head in the game.
Okay, great. Love that.
And it would just be a picture of a dick.
Wait, and your name... What's your name?
Mexi.
Mexi? Okay.
And,
Maxie?
You know, it's weird. Maxie.
Is Maxie. It short for anything?
Alexis.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Wow.
How does that work?
Wait, Maxie?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is short for Alexis?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Walk us through the steps.
How? Yeah, no, like, when I was, like, a baby and my brother was three, my parents wanted to call me Lexi, but it came out wrong, so now it's
cute.
So why did
I think any explanation for what your name is that starts with when I was a baby is not valid.
Also,
the
they
nickname
should have corrected
stuck.
Him. They should have been like, you're saying it wrong. It's Lexi.
It's true. That's bad parenting.
That's letting a three-year-old run the household.
And then for the
that is true.
And then for the rest of your life, you're explaining Mexi. Be honest, how often does this happen?
All the time.
Yeah, right?
Look, if I listened to my 2.5-year-old, I'd be in Japan every day riding the bullet train, all right? There's reasons. You got to set boundaries. All right.
Why did you let him see Snowpiercer?
Yeah.
He likes the tight storytelling.
And he likes right. that.
Okay, Alexis, sorry, yeah, you can
Alexis,
do your question
sorry.
Now.
All right, here you go.
All right, so my question is, if you were in this movie, would you be a player or would you be played?
Ooh. That's a great EPK question.
I mean, I think I would be a player because they don't get killed.
Or raped.
I think
I would be a player, and then I would just go around to all the women, gather them up, and just let them sit and get their like nails done or hang out and be like, you don't have to get fucked today. Everything's going to be fine. Yeah. Today's a good day.
And I would go around like punching everybody with a pig nose on in the face. it did seem like all of society was a hyperbolic fetish play.
Mm-hmm.
Like every door that got opened, people were like doing super fucked up stuff.
Yeah.
And there was no mining. You know, like some of these games you just mine
for.
There's
no mining?
Well, it's not like one of the things that like war. What's the game where you mine all the time?
Minecraft,
yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Honestly, if that was a function of the game, that I could see that being incentive for being a person in that game because you'd get good exercise.
I would have loved it if they came.
I'm just saying.
They showed you one person who was just growing wheat.
In society.
Who, like, their whole component of society was just farming and agriculture.
Just a real genteel player, just like, I just want to grow a farm.
But then just a thin shirtless guy drinking tea and oh the plow, get the plow going.
But then when he logs off, he's a murderer.
This is where he comes to escape. Yeah.
He's
I play
like,
a farming game.
I just don't want to get, I want to get rid of these murderous thoughts for a minute. I just want to get into society and grow wheat.
Sir, your name, your title, your question.
My name's David. My title is Game Over.
Ooh.
Great.
So, Jason, you mentioned earlier that...
Me?
Yeah.
I'm listening.
Like, offhand remark of maybe this is like a future from the Fast and Furious movies.
I hope so.
I was thinking, you think it's in the same universe that the 2008 Death Race came out with? Because in that movie, Tyrese is a crazy-ass driver in that. And in this
and Statham
one,
is in that too, right? Yeah.
And in this one, Ludacris is a hacker as well.
So. I would love it if all these movies were a shared universe where the Crank movies exist in the same universe. Although Statham is Shaw in the Fast and Furious, so he's not Jeff Chelios. So I would love... that's too bad.
He's in...
Is it?
No. He's in prison at the end of Furious 7, so he's still alive.
No, but he can't be Jeff Chelios
from Crank. His character from Fast and Furious is a different name, Shaw.
But, so that means, okay, so
maybe he changes his name. That doesn't mean shit, man.
Okay, so it is.
He's got to change his name, yeah. He's got to have multiple IDs.
I would like it if it was also related to the death race. Wow, all these movies are so good and so much the same movie.
I think there's an opportunity for a shared universe here.
Yeah, there's Marvel, DC, and whatever the fuck this would be. Well,
this is Craven lunatics drive cars.
Fast things.
/ tits.
Why not? If I'm Jason Statham, why am I like...
You are?
Well, I'm thinking,
I fucking
why not
knew
ask
it.
Me to be in...
I fucking knew it.
All right.
Because I said to you a year ago, are you Jason Statham?
And I said, I asked you fairly, are you a cop? Because you can't ask anybody that unless... Yeah.
And I was honest and I told you I was.
Yeah. And so then I chose that I didn't want to answer you at that point because I didn't want to be entrapped. Ma'am, your name, your title, and your question.
My name's Kathy. I would call it Warcraft the Musical.
Well, I like that.
I like that.
It's good.
So my question is, when the guard comes to give him the thing to sign, and he flashes back to a memory, and it's him in the car with the wife, and they're having a nice little moment, that's the last scene of the movie.
It's a flash forward, you're saying?
It hasn't happened yet, and then it goes game over. So is the whole thing...
Wait, is it identical?
Whoa.
Wait, so you're saying Jacob's Ladder. Am I clear you're saying Jacob's Ladder?
Yeah, I think I am.
I'm inclined to agree.
Wow.
Are they wearing
is he seeing the future?
Are they wearing the same clothes?
Or are they just in two? Is it two different cars?
It's the same scene.
Really? I know they focus on the tattoo the same way in both shots.
It's
the
gotta
I am here with you. Oh, so good.
That tattoo. We got to get into that tattoo.
I already have it scheduled.
It reeks of the fact that they're like, oh fuck, we need to make this connect. We have this footage. No one will remember that in 82 minutes.
Someone needs to confirm that that's the exact same footage because that's
Does
amazing.
Does anyone else notice that?
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't notice that.
You guys are all better at watching movies than me.
Honestly, look at your lives.
Does somebody have something really good that they feel like they really gotta go? Because I'm gonna go last one. Wow, all right, this guy kept his hand up.
Think of all the time you've wasted.
All right, sir.
Watching these movies, listening to us talk about it.
Your name? I realized this week, I was talking to someone, and I was like, I watched 6 hours of bad movies this week.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because of these two, and we did the other one this week.
Yes.
It's a lot of movies.
Oh, yeah.
I really put
We're
a deposit
really putting
in the shit bank.
In. Yeah. And I feel like I'm depressed right now, and I'm not sure why, but like that's it.
We watched 6 hours of shit.
I took breaks during this movie and the one from earlier
you
this
took
week.
Breaks?
I took breaks.
Come
you
on.
You have to take breaks.
What the
Come
fuck
on.
Is going on?
I will say June is not here, but she did wake up in the middle of this movie when I was watching this and said, oh my God. Oh my God, what is this? This is pornography? Turn this off. Turn this off right now. Turn this off. And then fell promptly back to sleep. And this morning I said, do you remember when you woke up and like got upset that I was watching a movie? And she's like, nope.
Well, you were jerking off, right?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
So that might have been.
That's norm.
Yeah, you just do that while you're watching any movie, right?
Yeah, I mean, anything.
Just a slow,
Hunt for the Wilder People, anything, yeah. oh, not that way. All right, I was picking a weird movie. All right, yeah. Yes, your name, your title, and your question.
Okay, Darren, my title would be Gamey.
Okay, nice.
Because it's focusing.
Yeah, we got it.
So a few comments.
Wait, no, explain it more.
He's got a few comments. Here we go.
A few?
A few comments and an explanation. If one of these goes south, time will start clicking. Here
okay,
we go.
Okay, I really want you to think about it. The first one better earn you the second one.
Yeah.
So when Terry Crews is about to kill Gerard Butler, but the game goes off, the bullet passes through the barrel. That does not happen unless the caliber is smaller than what should be fired in the gun.
Boring.
Okay. I know what you're saying.
Go read a book.
Yeah.
All right. We'll give. You know what? Right, next one. Go quick.
Christ. No, he gets no next one. That's bullshit.
I think killed you. Robert
so
killed you.
Outspoken.
No, I'll give him one more.
All right, one more.
Okay, final comment.
You're on notice.
Terry Crews, when he's singing the Pinocchio song, he's flat at the end.
That's it? That's the comment? What the hell? All right, you're not getting a sticker.
Wow. So,
this is the guy who raised his hand. Did someone else look really good? Oh, yeah, so you're saying that.
You're saying if he showed up and you were a judge on The Voice, you would hit the buzzer? Because he was flat.
Dog, you're flat.
Sit down.
All right.
Sit out. Get out of here.
What do you think? You got to really feel it that you have
smart
to really
people
good.
With their intelligent comments.
Oh, I don't
comments.
Know. I can't
it's
see.
Ridiculous.
Put your hand down. All right, two hands. Down if you're like, I've got a funny one.
All right. Here we go. Pull us out of the song and gun techniques. All right. Here you go. Your name, your title, and your question.
Name is Brendan. The title would be Call of Titties.
Great.
What's it called?
Call of Titties.
Call of Titties. Oh, it's not bad.
Do you think the end of the movie being on a basketball court was just to justify that stupid analogy about the talcum powder?
Wait,
okay.
Talcum powder.
Because they said that there was this, the brain thing was this.
Do you use talcum powder when you play basketball?
LeBron does.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Reverse engineered the whole ending for talcum powder.
But why not just arrive at a gymnastics studio?
Yeah.
Or a rock climbing wall.
Or a pool hall, right?
Yeah.
I think it's more likely that they just wanted to film on a basketball court and they were like, let's put that talcum powder thing in there to justify it.
They're fucking in Albuquerque and they're like, what sets can we use? Basketball court, great. We'll write the whole ending there.
YMCA?
Got it.
We can
only afford 2 minutes of space, so we need to get them somewhere immediately after that.
Keith David's in town? Great, we'll use him. What do you got? all right, so great. Those are... I think we really got to the bottom of it there. All right, so now, obviously, well, let's take a look at this tattoo, and then let's get into our second opinions.
Oh,
but
God.
His arm
God,
tattoo.
This tattoo.
The arm tattoo that says, I am right here with you.
Why would anyone ever get that tattooed on them?
It doesn't make sense to look like, unless your wife or husband is a tattoo artist, and they tattooed
they
you.
That's true.
Then you'd be like, okay, cool. They're always with me. But yeah. If you got someone else to do it.
I kept thinking it was that Richard Marx song, I Will Be Right Here Waiting For You, but that's a different, but I would love that.
I would love it if in one of his like most pensive moments, like he flashes back to getting that tattoo and is like, that's who he thinks of when he is the tattoo artist.
Maybe it's a tattoo artist sending him a message.
Yeah.
I just want to get like a ship and the skull, and he's like, right here waiting for you.
Yeah.
It's also, it's an unwieldy tattoo.
Well, how ironic that someone would get that tattoo and then be separated from their family. It's almost like because of the tattoo that happened. Like they were like, get the guy with the weird tattoo. Let's do it to him.
And does she have one? I've forgotten already.
No,
she doesn't
I don't
have
think
one.
She does.
No. Why don't they have matching tattoos?
I don't know.
Come on, there. That's fucked up.
Well, obviously,
it wasn't necessary to the plot.
And it would mess up her society.
Nobody
wants to rape a girl with I Am Right Here With You tattooed on their arm.
Some people
think she has an outside life of some kind. Obviously, we had an opinion about this movie, but there are people out there with a different opinion. It is now time for second opinions.
This movie was incredible, indelible, and I can tell that there's no other movie that can try and top that. People saw this movie, tried to bash it, tried to trash it. I'm not down with that shit. I'm here to stop that. Top that. Second opinions.
Yeah! That was amazing. Oh, wait.
Give it up for Tim.
That was awesome. Give it up. That was great. And I'm going to give you a piece of wood that's painted that is the greeting that I give to June and June gives back to me. How are you, June? I'm well, Paul. There you go.
Nice.
Amazing. Wow.
And if anybody's not paying attention, that is a Top That from Teen Witch.
Teen Witch. Have you guys done Teen Witch?
Yeah, we've done Teen Witch.
We have done Teen Witch.
Why didn't you call
Don't worry
me?
Yourself. We've done Teen Witch.
Okay, well, obviously...
I would do Teen Witch every year.
I would love to be a part of the next
you're
one.
You're in for Teen Witch 2.
Woohoo!
All right.
Think there actually is one, though, unfortunately.
Teen Witch 2. Oh, see?
There might
sequel?
Be, yeah.
We'll just do Teen Witch again.
Yeah.
June doesn't remember the movies that we've done, so it's fine.
June called me Mark the other day.
I literally, we're putting together the Howdy Awards, the best of the last year, and there is a clip where June doesn't remember watching Fast and Furious, and we have discussed them all on the show, or a majority of them on the show. All right. This is from Trevor Kroger. The true test of any work of satire is how many people it upsets at a fundamental level. In that regard, Gamer is glorious. In the future, we will not be enslaved by a digital totalitarian government. We will gleefully slap on the chains ourselves. Why, yes, screwing off for hours on end with virtual sex and ultraviolence is a disgusting way to go through life. So I say, God bless anyone who does. 5 stars.
You know what? He convinced me, actually. I think he's right.
This is from...
It's out of 10 stars.
Mary Blackwell. Mary Blackwell, who wrote, as an FPS MMORPG player and a Sim Second Life person and a PhD-level science geek, I thought this was one of the best movies I've ever seen.
No.
That's PhD level, not PhD like having. Like, I feel like I could get a PhD.
I'm there.
I'm around there.
I'm up there.
I felt it, yeah. The idea of nanodust being able to interact with neurons to create a computer that interfaces to a network is not only brilliant, but probably already being done somewhere with worms, if not humans.
That's the scale, worm to human.
So
you know, it's
just
out there.
It's just people getting into the minds of worms and making them fuck each other.
Look, this
and
is like
dirt.
Ooh.
Eat dirt.
Yeah, just I'm this worm. I'm gonna make this worm put on a wig and fuck another worm. While I eat waffles and fuck them.
That movie. That's a movie I would watch.
Yeah.
And then she goes, I'm guessing there'll be a sequel that comes from a rather obvious plot omission, and I will watch for it. 5 stars. What
she
the
doesn't
fuck
say
is that?
Plot.
No. What is it? I don't know. She's
Harry.
Being coy. I don't know what the obvious
I
plot
suspect
that
she
is some PhD
a...
level shit right there. I can't even follow it, right? I can't. I don't
suspect
even know.
She has a spec script sequel already written.
I have one good one to end on, but these are kind of fun here, too. Okay. This is just... Oh, man. Okay. This is from a... It feels like a mom. It goes like this. It goes, my son and his friends would
definitely a mom. If you... Like, that sentence is a giveaway.
I think that probably might... I think you might be right.
My sons and his friends would wait for hours to get a new version of a game and then disappear into his room for a whole weekend. Sometimes they had no less than 5 televisions going in his room. Oh, my poor electric bill.
Definitely a mom.
If you do watch this vid, which I suggest you do, notice all the really bizarre things going on in the background. I mean, all the super weird stuff going on tells you that society loses its grasp on morality. It could happen. But I really hope it never gets that bad because there are some really crazy things going on. 5 stars.
Like, set some ground rules in your home.
Yeah, boundaries. Boundaries.
That's the kind of house that allows, like, a son to call his sister by the wrong name. And that goes unchecked
Mexi.
For her whole life. Poor girl's named Mexi. Like, that's a real name.
Malexis.
Malexis. Just honestly, legally change your name to Malexis.
Mm-hmm. Mexi.
This is just one quick one from AWM. Grandkids love it. 5 stars.
Paul,
that's
it. Is that written by the executive producers?
Yeah.
Paul, do you think that person sounds like a grandparent?
Maybe also as a parent. Also, maybe.
Quite possibly.
Maybe.
All right, so this is the final one from Frags McFraggy.
Oh, no.
Okay, and it's called, who would appreciate a movie entitled Gamer... ... It was horrifying at points. I'm not going to lie. I was seriously disturbed by society. But isn't that what humans do? You have the perversity in society that's rampant in Sims and Second Life. And if you could get away with it, I mean, come on. Who doesn't try to get the Sims to make woohoo at least once? Be honest.
That's a loving that's a loving interaction that is consensual between two Sims. I hate
you
that
make
he's doing
that.
That.
Do
Wait, I don't know. Can Sims have sex?
Yeah
woohoo.
Woohoo.
Is it called woohoo?
Is it, yeah, oh, in the game woo-hoo. It's called woohoo?
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
I'm appropriating that for life.
Yeah.
If you refuse to play violent video games, avoid morally disturbing...
Like, what if you brought someone home and were like, I don't know, I just thought we'd, like, get a night camp and, like, maybe do woo-hoo.
Woo-hoo.
Did you say drink like, yoo-hoo? Like, did you say
yeah,
drink yoo-hoo?
I think it would be... In, like, I would expect her to be like, see you, guy. I'm out of here.
I think they would be like, what a gentleman. We went home and we woo-hooed. Frags McFraggy continues to say, if you refuse to play violent video games, avoid morally disturbing images, or wonder if this is something you'd want your 15-year-old to see, don't. Just know. Don't watch it. Don't rent it. Have nothing to do with it, because you'll end up back at this review page leaving a bad review, and you're not the intended audience. No offense. 5 stars.
5 stars.
Oh, that's the, if it's too loud, you're too old. That's what that's that argument for video games.
Yeah, you're not going to like it anyway, old man. So I don't care about your opinion. This is something amazing that I found. It's not a 5-star review, but it's a 10,000-word essay.
No.
Read it all. Read it all.
It is 25 pages long.
Kumate.
Sorry.
You can find it at Shaviro Blog. I just want to read you like 2 or 3 lines from it. This movie is somewhere between an allegory and a concrete exemplification of the way that today value is extracted from circulation, especially media circulation, as well as their direct production. Indeed, we might say that value is even extracted, as well as from the moment of consumption itself. The sim actor is just not selling the use of his or her labor power for a certain number of hours. Skip a little bit here.
Oh, really?
As in the case of the classic capitalism as described by Marx, more than this, he or she is actually selling his or her life as a commodity. Of course, such biopolitical mode of exploitation would seem to combine the worst aspects of slavery and wage labor, and is increasingly the norm, as Hart and Negru argue. This is literally
a college paper.
Yeah. Was that written like by the guy that had the comment paper about the bullet sliding out of the chamber?
It is a cultural critic, Stephen Shaviro, and this became his penultimate
chapter. Did Stephen Shaviro just get applause of recognition?
Shaviro heads!
Oh, shit! Who loves Shaviro?
Well, that sums it up there. We'll urge you all to get yourself to slashfilm.com to hear Blake J. Harris talk to someone involved in this movie. We don't know who, but he gets some good people, and I'm sure he'll get someone to talk about Gamer, without a doubt. And if you have anything that you want to add, you can always call us at 619-PAUL-ASK, P-A-U-L-A-S-K, and you can leave a message on our mini-episode.
And also, if you want to talk dirty stuff with Paul, 867-PAUL-ASS, A-S-S.
And that's as private. Well, that'll never air, and that's just between you and I and whatever.
Unless June wakes up.
And that's just between you and the waffles, right?
Me, the waffles. By the way, waffles make the best jerk-off material. Soft.
Oh, yeah.
They're so soft.
You got to
so
heat them up. You got to juice them up. Oh, I just want to get my pee hole all plugged up with syrup.
Oh, got
to go to the urologist, and they're like, your dick is diabetic. What's going on?
All right, Mike, my question to you all before we get into wrapping up here is, do you think that this movie was profitable? It was a budget of $50 million.
Oh, I was going to ask. I was going to ask because Neville Dean and Taylor are notoriously, like, do stuff that looks good for cheaper money, but that's actually quite a bit more than I would have guessed.
$50 million.
That's a huge fucking budget. That's so scary.
Yes.
No.
No. No. I'm going to say yes.
It made $60 million.
Oh.
It made $40 million overseas.
Yep.
$20 million here.
So I guess it was profitable.
I mean, yeah. I mean,
I mean, you had in your advertising and the overseas.
Right, with the advertising, but it didn't do as bad as you would think for a movie that no one really knows. I feel like this is not a movie that people...
It's not like Gods of Egypt level, like, what?
Yeah.
Did they make a video game to go with this game? Because I would be very surprised.
No, the only thing that they did was they made it 3D for a video.
Wait, so 3D at home?
Yes. So basically it was supposed to be 3D.
Where 3D belongs. At home.
They converted it to 3D for its Blu-ray release.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so that was it. They.
I'm going to watch it again.
I would watch it.
I genuinely believe that.
I had
the number of times you have told me if I've watched it yet is alarming.
I watched it today to bone up, and I didn't have a Blu-ray handy because I don't know where my Blu-ray was. I do own it on Blu-ray somewhere.
Brag.
And so I got it on iTunes, and I was like, I could rent it for $3.99 or buy it for $9.99. I bought
Guess what?
Oh, I bought that shit too. Mainly because I fall asleep at least twice between these movies in that 24-hour.
Yeah, so good, so good.
I'll buy that $9.
My iTunes movie page is like a goddamn nightmare.
Oh, mine is embarrassing.
Every time I buy something, and then I got to go to the page to find it, to click it on, I'm like, oh, wow.
I'm starting to hide them now.
You can?
Yeah, you can hit hide.
You can hide them?
Thank you so much.
Can you buy porn on iTunes?
Yeah, I don't think you can hide. You can hide
I'm not
whatever you've
saying
bought.
That that's what you're
doing. Yeah, you can. No, you can buy whatever you've bought on iTunes. You can hide so you never see it again.
Oh, I see.
So like
on the cloud,
yes.
On the iTunes page.
Yes.
Meaning.
Yeah. Yeah. So like when I open it up, Vampire Academy won't be front and center. Like
my wife does this thing where she wants to watch a movie, and that iTunes trick where it's like you can buy it now, but you can rent it in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
My wife's like, fuck you. Bought all the time.
Oh,
and so we have so many movies in our library where she like watched like 20 minutes and was like, this is awful. I don't know why. And
because
just,
it's
like,
there in that moment. You're like, well, I need to watch Central Intelligence now.
Yeah.
I can't wait until November 2nd.
Well, don't you remember when VHSs used to come out of any movie? They would be like $120 when they first came out for like the first month. Like Terminator 2, I was like begging my parents to advance my allowance so I could buy Terminator 2.
I can't wait a month.
I could not wait. Could not wait. $120.
That's why it was so... Did you buy Terminator 2?
I did.
What?
That was
how like, rich were you growing up?
I was not. I borrowed money from my sister. Oh. From like I did everything I could because I had to have it.
My parents would have like, just beaten me if I had ever requested that.
But you have the last laugh because now you've got that VHS copy of Terminator 2, which has got to be a huge collector's
item. Absolutely, absolutely. It's
no,
definitely not on
like,
a street corner in Brooklyn.
Everybody knows the VHS market is just going through the roof.
I was like in my storage facility, and I still have a handful of VHS tapes. I'm like, nah, I can't throw these away.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I should.
Me
I should
too.
Be able to throw those in the garbage.
Well, that's from your Blockbuster days.
Oh, classic Blockbuster days. We just put those on the side. When they drop down to like $9, put them on the side.
What does that mean, put them on the side?
Well, like,
for
because
yourself,
you can't
mean?
Get them.
Like, you know,
because
you would turn them over. You'd be like, oh, that's $110, $150. But then when it became like the used, like rent to use one, you take a good one, and you kind of damage the cover box a little bit, and then you knock it down as a discount. So
this
you walk
is
out with
like
$5.
Not for nothing. This is a confession. What you've just done is confess to
Don't
a crime.
Don't worry about it. It's all good.
Like I feel like at this point, if Blockbuster still existed, they would have enough to put you away for years.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Just from things you've said on the podcast.
What? So what? If I worked the night shift and I took a couple video games home because I was working the morning shift and I didn't take them out, no big deal. Didn't have to even show that I took them out of the store.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's cool. It's real cool. Anything that we have not talked about that you guys want to talk about? There's one thought that I had, which was like, they kept on saying that Terry Crews' head was not on straight. And then when they, right after they said that, they cut to him kind of cranking his neck, like as if literally his head wasn't on straight.
And then,
like,
at the end, Gerard Butler breaks his neck twice, which I thought was amazing.
Both ways.
Yeah, he's like, crack and crack.
Like, almost
do
as
it
if
twice.
He's, almost as if he's the worst chiropractor. He's like, I'm going to get you this way. Uh-oh, too far. Hang on. Let me fix this. Whoa. I thought he was going to really kind of try and crank his head right off. Because
Terry
Crews also had a full scar around his neck as if he'd been decapitated the past.
Maybe yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that was great.
So that what that means is either he was decapitated and in this future they can just pop it back on, or somebody cut his neck all the way around and it just healed.
Like a Pez dispenser.
Yeah.
And they just flapped
on. No, like it goes all the way around.
You don't think there's a little flap of skin on the back? Maybe?
Maybe. I don't know. I really couldn't figure that out, so it ruined the movie.
Anything else to bring up? Because I'll ask the question that we should ask. Would you recommend this movie? I think we know what your answer is.
Have and will again.
I'm not ashamed.
I think I would if you are super if you're super stoned and you have people coming over. Yeah, watch this movie.
It's a great background movie.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like when you go to like an Indian restaurant and they're playing like a really cool like. I never will watch this here, but I'm engaged by it the entire time.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's definitely like a turn it on and try and get some work done and then not get any work done movie.
Yeah, I mean this movie. For me, this movie is a 100% recommend for Sedgwick alone.
She was great.
Sedgwick, really,
by the way, just by the way, like her, she's like this Oprah, I guess, Charlie Rose character, who's like name on the side of the screen. She's like dressed like Carmen Sandiego.
That's right.
Like,
she's
like wearing these sunglasses.
She also has like face makeup on, like she's Liz Banks in The Hunger Games. She like has weird glittery
stuff.
She has
spangly stuff.
Yeah, I couldn't figure that out.
I think that's because she was in society.
Yeah, I thought that was because she was
like,
undercover in society.
I have to like be a whore here.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
But again, why was she undercover in society? It makes no sense whatsoever.
Wait, yeah, okay, right. So, okay. So, this is a great question. This is what I want to know. Can I walk into society?
Yes.
Yeah.
Just as
but
is.
But you could get murdered. Or
no, but listen, in society, everybody was being controlled by other people.
So if you're a free agent.
So Vera Sedgwick walks into society of her own volition. Can you just do that?
She hasn't gotten the brain stuff put in.
And nobody's controlling her. I'm just saying, right. Is society a game or is it a location?
I think...
No.
Right?
No, I think it's... It's...
Guys, restart the clock. The podcast starts now. That's what the kind of stuff I couldn't ever figure out.
You're right.
What are the rules?
I think it is an area, but I think you can get in there if you're not being controlled. But why would you want to?
Why
would
you want to?
Because you'd be risking your
life.
I
also think Kyra Sedgwick's going to have access. I mean, she's high up there. She's like an Oprah in this world. She's going to be able to go anywhere she wants.
She's going to get in there and do that undercover reporting like Tyra Banks. Like, you know,
yeah, with a fat suit.
Absolutely. Oh,
Tyra, what a hero.
One of the best.
Thank you, Tyra.
One
Thank
of the best.
Do you think Sam Esmail stole the idea of the hackers in an arcade?
I wrote that down. I said, this is clearly where Mr. Robot was ripped off from. I also recommend this movie. I think it is, to your point, something that people should see because it is so extreme and they do so many things that you would never see anywhere else. Like, I'd rather watch this movie than like a crappy like DC superhero movie. 100%. And it's like an hour shorter.
Hour shorter.
Yeah.
I don't think you've lived a full life or actually become a full human being until you've seen this movie.
Wow. Have you seen Crank 2?
Oh, I mean, don't insult me.
And this is higher than Crank 2 for you?
No, Crank 2 is a better movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
There we go.
It is,
isn't the villain in Crank 2 a severed head?
Yeah, 100%.
If you enjoyed the Crank movies, you're going to like this movie.
Yeah.
Oh,
so good.
But you're not going to love it, because it's just not as much fun as the Crank movies.
I felt like, to me, it feels like...
go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, it feels like a Rolling Stones album like that was released like in the 90s. It's like, there are elements of this that remind me of the thing I really, really
love. Are you saying
really
Steel Wheels?
Yes.
Are you talking Steel Wheels here?
I remember the video from that.
But it's not firing on all full cylinders. But as directors, they were getting better and better because I think Crank 2 is really better than Crank 1.
I think this movie, and I can't even believe I'm about to say this, suffers only in as much as it doesn't make as much sense as Crank 2. Which is saying a lot. Because that movie is nonsense.
Also, Gerard Butler, just not the most fascinating leading man in these. Like, he's just like a hunk of cheese.
I'm on board for Jerry Butler. I don't know why. I really have a sweet spot for him.
Why did they put him? They put him in romantic comedies. They put him in action movies. Get him out of here. I'm tired of him.
But you know what? I think what I like about him is he's like, I like that he's fearless. Like, he's like, yeah, fucking do this movie. Singing and dancing in the end? Great. Yeah, I'm in. Yep. Like, he's at the top of his game at this movie. Like, he's like, yeah, fucking. I think we were just saying that Gerard Butler's MO is just like, sounds cool. Yeah. Where do I sign up? Hey, Gerard, we're going to go shoot, we're going to do laser tag this weekend. Yeah, I'm in. Hey, Gerard, we're going to shoot a movie where you're an alien and you have two tails. All right, cool. Who's directing it? Some kid? Great, yeah. I'm in. They pay for my bus fare? All right.
Can I ride my 10-speed there?
Yep.
We're going to do a rom-com with you and Katherine Heigl. You in? Why not?
I think what we're experiencing here is that after 300, he will do any movie where you don't make him hit a tire with a hammer for like 3 months.
That was CG, though, right?
Keep my shirt on? I'm definitely in.
Those are real apps.
Do you think those are real? They weren't CG enhanced?
No.
That's
no.
Which?
No. That's
100%. 300.
300? Oh, 300, real it's abs. All CG abs.
No. Right?
I know the
no,
app
no,
guy.
No.
And now you can too. That's right. Today on the podcast,
sponsored by Ab Guy.
All right.
You send us a picture and we'll send it back with an 8-pack.
Well,
no more ice for you, pal.
Live your life.
Robert, Walking Dead comes back in just a couple days, October 23rd, back on AMC. Very excited. Are you excited for this season? I mean, you have to.
I'm so excited.
And we got Outcast coming up. On the iTunes, and then the second season is coming out next year, right?
Yes, 2017.
And right. You are wrapping up Invincible, the comic book, correct?
Yes, I am.
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry.
That's very sad.
There's many more issues to come. Like, there's 10 more issues, 12 more issues at this point?
So
yeah,
many.
It's going to be great.
It's not that many, but all right. We'll all make it through.
And then, Emily, people can watch Comedy Central Tuesdays at midnight to see The Meltdown.
Yes.
And... I was going to say, well, the Meltdown show in L.A., the real one is ending, but this will be ended by the time people...
It's already gone, you guys.
It's already gone. Not to you here, but to everybody else. But the Meltdown is a great show, and I always describe that show as being the best capturing of what, like, a comedy show that I go to feels like.
That's all we ever set out to do is like, what is it like to actually be at a comedy show in LA? Because that's what I dreamed of when I was a kid. So,
yeah, and it's
it
not
TV.
Like that stupid, like, the improv.
With,
it's like, not
like smoke coming
yeah,
out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a real place, a real thriving, awesome. It's a great show.
It smells like comedy.
Yeah.
It does. It
tastes
really
like
does.
It too.
All right. So, that's where you can find these two great people. Say, give it up to them. Great job to them. Jason, what do you want to plug?
Nothing much. I'm good.
You got nothing? All right. Well, I will plug.
I mean, I'll plug our Twitter, the How Did This Get Made Twitter, if you want to.
HDTGM.
Get on that, or there's a forum. You can argue with each other about the finer points of the movies.
Exactly. And it's played on
inexplicably trailers that are online. It's now become a place where people talk about Star Wars trailers.
A lot of stuff is happening on our forum, and a lot of that is reflected in our mini episodes, which have become a thing unto themselves. A big thank you to everyone who helps make this show happen. All these amazing clips, looking through German EPKs. Avril Halley, thank you for that. You can follow her on Movie Bitches on YouTube. Nate Kiley for finding that insane, all that information, all of our research, so good. Marissa Zeitz for putting this thing all together. Leanna Waldron for designing our stuff. July Diaz up in the booth. Everybody here at Largo and everybody at Earwolf, thank you so much. Bye-bye.